We're going to think about King David as a person and spend some time looking at something that happened in his life which he was not proud of. I'll start off with speaking about what David was like, his character. Above all things, David's greatest part of his character was that he loved God with all his heart. He obeyed God because he loved him. And his life was full of great highs and lows, times of tremendous triumph and times of being right down there in the valley of the shadow of death. He was a mighty leader of God's people and a warrior, very successful warrior. Remember the women shouted, Saul has killed his thousands, David his tens of thousands. But David had weaknesses too, and one of them was that he didn't discipline his family. So as his sons grew up and became adults, they became a problem to David, big problem. Some of his actions that we observe that are recorded for us was that David was a humble shepherd. He was happy to do that job, and he spent long periods of time meditating on God and his precepts and of singing and of making hymns to the Lord. David was also a hunted outcast. Saul hated him more and more. He knew that David was going to be the next king, and Saul was full of all kinds of jealousies because the Lord had rejected him because he wouldn't obey. David loved God's people and tried to protect them. He killed many enemies in the name of God. And of course, we have that marvellous episode where he killed Goliath and showed his faith in God shining so brightly as a young man. Even when he was being hunted and hated, he behaved in an honourable way toward God's anointed, who was King Saul, who didn't deserve it. David kept his promise to Jonathan, who was Saul's son, who was a great friend. But unfortunately, when he became king, things went wrong for David. He became lazy. He became complacent. One of the things that happened was that at this particular time, there was battles going on with enemies. David sent his warriors out there, his army. His generals were out there fighting the enemy. But he was at home in his palace, taking it easy. He didn't need to be out there, according to him. He could leave that to somebody else. And he could just take his ease and be responsible for leading and for making laws. So he became lazy. He became complacent. And one day when he was on the top of his house, he saw someone that he fell in love with and decided that he was going to take her as his wife, even though she belonged to somebody else. He watched Bathsheba as she was washing, and instead of looking away, instead of turning away, he went after Bathsheba. They had a relationship together, and Bathsheba became pregnant with David's baby. David tries to cover it up. He sends Uriah, her husband, into the battle, into the very heart of the battle where he would almost certainly be killed. He tries to press Uriah to sleep with Bathsheba before this to try and cover it up, but Uriah is an honourable man and won't do that while his troops are fighting. This is in sharp contrast to David's behaviour. And Uriah is more honourable than David. Uriah is killed, as David intended. And so David takes Bathsheba to be his wife. And David doesn't seem to feel any way about this at all, until the prophet Nathan comes to David and pointed it out to him. David is horrified. He is sorry for his sin, and he does repent. But at this point, God takes the baby away from him and Bathsheba, and the baby goes to be with God. David marries Bathsheba. They have another baby called Solomon, who is the next king in Israel. So God is merciful and kind to David and Bathsheba, even though they don't deserve it. This is one of the wonderful things about God's word. God does not gloss over things. He does not pretend that people are great when they're not. And he doesn't cover up sinfulness. He shows us. And he shows us that even the best characters in the Bible, even the most honourable people who love him, still are capable of sins and who fall into sins. And he shows us this as a warning. We're to guard our lives and we're to keep ourselves from sin. We are to keep ourselves from laziness, keep ourselves from thinking that, well, I'm okay, I've been a Christian a long time, nothing bad is going to happen to me now. And that is not true. We must not be complacent. We can look at David's life and we can admire the things that he did and his love for God. But really, what God is requiring us to look at is one of David's descendants, the Lord Jesus Christ. When we look at the Lord Jesus, he is perfect. If we look at him and follow him, we will not go wrong. And the trouble is, we don't look at him and we don't follow him, and that's when we fall down, when we depend on ourselves. The Pharisees were gathered together when Jesus was alive, and Jesus asked them a question. He says, what do you think about the Messiah? Whose son is he? Well, they know their Bible, so they say he's the son of David. And Jesus says to them, well, David, in speaking about his descendant, the Lord, in the power of the Spirit, he calls the Lord Jesus Lord. And he says, the Lord said to my Lord, sit at my right hand until I make your enemies under your feet. And Jesus says, if David calls him Lord, how can he be his son? And what Jesus is saying here, there's no reply that they could give to that without giving themselves away. Because King David lived long before Jesus, and yet he knew Jesus. He believed that Jesus was coming. David knew and loved the Lord Jesus, who was one of his descendants. How could he do that when he hadn't even existed yet? He hadn't even been born. Because David knew that Jesus is the eternal Son of God, and he believes in him. And this is what pleases God. Our good deeds are no good. And the bad things that we do, we can't pay for. We can't pay God for the wrong that we've done. It is only by trusting in the Lord Jesus that we can be saved. And we can have a new heart, like David. And David knew that too. He knew that that Lord Jesus was coming someday, who was going to be his Saviour, his Messiah. So the question today is, does your heart belong to the Lord Jesus? Are you his? Do you believing in him? Have you had your sins dealt with? Or do you still think you're okay? If David, as the great king of Israel, could fall into such sin, then why not us? We will surely fall if we do not trust in the Lord Jesus. And David had a faith in God, and that pleased God. And it's the same for us too. It's only our faith in God that pleases him.